As we praise God here, amen, the psalmist speaking to us in that 145th Psalms, praise God, we are hearing, praise God, amen, praise God, a message, praise God, that, amen, the God that we serve, hallelujah, has love for us, and, amen, praise God, he, one way that he is demonstrating that love for us, amen, is his closeness to us. And so, praise God, the amen, psalmist, amen, in this 18th verse, this verse speaks to the nearness of God. That word nigh means near. And amen, praise God, he says to us, amen, the Lord is near. Hallelujah, praise God. It has consequence, praise God, in understanding that, amen, in our, amen, praise God, particular circumstance or wherever we are, amen, we can have that testimony that the Lord is near. For those that are looking for the next great event that's coming upon the world, can you say amen? Yeah. And no, not talking about presidential elections, can you say amen? And not talking about those kind of things, but the next great event on the horizon for the church is the rapture. And that is when God will come, amen, to snatch us up out of this world. Somebody ought to praise God. Amen. Praise God. And because of that, amen, praise God, there is another attitude concerning the nearness of God. When we see the times around us and the conditions around us and the way people are doing and behaving themselves, amen, praise God, it speaks to us of another nearness of God. Can you say amen? That is, praise God, that his return for the church is not far away. Amen. But before we, amen, look at, amen, praise God, that preparation that we need because the time is growing short, and we need to be ready because God is soon to come. Can we say amen? Amen. Praise God. But before, amen, praise God, we talk about that, we want to talk about the nearness, amen, praise God, of God as to his availability. Nobody can say, I can't touch him, can't find him. Why? Because he's not far away. He is a God that is near. Amen, praise God. He is, amen, praise God, sent forth the commandment unto the whole world and all peoples of the earth that everybody ought to feel after him and seek after him. Why? Because you need him and I need him. Can you say amen? The good news is the God that we need is not far away from us. He is near unto us. Amen. By referencing his word, he said his word is nigh us, even in our mouth. And that word is the word that we speak concerning our God. Amen. God has not just now decided to be a God that is close to us or a God that is near us. Amen. From the very creation of man, we have the record in Genesis, praise God, that when God had made man, he didn't just put man on the earth and leave him on his own. But amen, we have record in the scripture that God came and visited. And amen, Adam and God had a fellowship every evening, no doubt, in the cool of the day. Amen. What is it? It is God's desire, praise God, to be, amen, close to his creation. You ought to thank God that he wants to be around you. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. Sometimes even in our own family, there are folk that don't want to be around you. Amen. Praise God. Even, praise God, amen, in our society, in our neighborhoods, there are folk that don't want to be around you. Can you can't say amen. And they got this reason and that reason and whatever reason, but they choose to disassociate themselves with you. But here is the God of the whole universe, the God of all creation, amen, who desires to be around you. Y'all ought to praise him this morning. Amen. Pray God. Somebody say, whoever. Amen. Praise God. That God would want to be around me. Amen. The psalmist said, what is man that thou art mindful of him? Or the son of man that thou dost visit him? After all, you made him a little lower than the angels. But you have crowned him with glory and with honor. You need to know today, praise God, that out of all that God made, amen, he didn't make anything else in his image and in his likeness but man. Amen, praise God. We are especially blessed, hallelujah, by God, and honored by God, and favored by God. Amen, praise God, that we, amen, praise God, are unlike the angels because we were made in the image and the likeness of God. We are not like any other created, amen, being. Can you say amen? Because man alone stands in the image and the likeness of God. Amen. God favored us from the very beginning. And for that, you ought to praise him. Can you say amen? Amen. When things got difficult, amen, that is man bringing sin in between him and God. Amen. God, amen, would not walk away from us in his, amen, holiness and in his dignity and in his high moral character. He would not leave us to fend on our own. Amen. But God, amen, declared, amen, I'm not going to forsake them, but I'm going to be there to bring thank them you. Back thank into you. A relationship you, with me. You ought to thank God thank you, that he loved us thank enough to not just let us die in our sin, but he loved us enough, amen, to want to bring us to life, and that more abundantly. Amen. God, amen, is not an absent God. He is a present God. And when he sent Moses to Pharaoh, hallelujah, and he told Moses that Pharaoh will inquire as to what my name is. And amen, I want you to tell Pharaoh that I am that sent you. Can we say amen? What is it? Amen. God is saying, I'm here. I'm present. I'm the God that is. And I am the God that exists. And I'm here to lead my people out of bondage into a land, hallelujah, that I have purposed to give unto them. Amen. How many know that the I am of yesterday is the I am of today? Tell your neighbor, God is still present. He has not, amen, abandoned his creation. He is still a God that is present, and he's present to do for us what we cannot do for ourselves. Tell your neighbor, thank God, amen, that he is God. And can't nothing separate him from, hallelujah, amen, loving me the way he loves me. Y'all need to praise him. Israel began, hallelujah, to glory in their relationship with God. Amen. Why? Because they said, where is another nation? Where is another people that have their God? Amen. So close, and his commandments so close as we have. Can we say amen? Hallelujah. Israel rejoiced in the nearness of their God. They were glad to have God close close to Him. Amen. Why? Because they realize they needed a God. Amen. Anybody know you need a God? Anybody know? Hallelujah. That the God you need, amen, is not far away. But amen, He's a God that is present. He's a God that is near. And amen, He ain't hanging around just to be hanging around. But He's there, amen, to meet our needs. Y'all better pray to Him. Amen. He is not a far off, but He is a God that is near. Amen. And so God, amen, wants to make His presence known. Amen. And all He needs is two or three that will gather together. Amen. In His name. To make His presence known. Amen. Because the increase of two or three is God in the midst. Can we say amen? Anybody come to praise Him? Anybody come to magnify? Anybody come to give Him the glory? Amen. He can do it. Amen. God can move in our midst. Amen. Can we say amen? It doesn't matter who else may be gathered around us. Can you say amen? Why you say it, preacher? Because the enemy, he don't want you, amen, to receive from God what God has to give unto you. And so the enemy, he try to get up in your way. Can you say amen? He don't want you to look around. Amen. He want to block your view. He don't want you to see Jesus. He don't want you to lift Him up. He don't want you to praise Him. But if you know like I know, I got to give Him a praise. Remember your pain and your ache. He wanted you to remember your burden and your sorrow. He wants you to remember, amen, that you ain't out yet. That you still in. You ain't out yet. Can you say amen? Shut up. Don't praise Him. Because you ain't got your deliverance. Yeah. Shut up. Don't give Him no glory. Because He ain't brought you out yet. Shut up. Amen. Don't lift up His name. Because He ain't brought you out yet. But I got news for the enemy. Anybody got news for the enemy? Amen. I may not be out right now, but I'm on my way. I'm on my way to my victory. I'm on my way to my kingdom. Will prosper. Anybody know when God redeemed you, He didn't redeem you for a day, but He redeemed you for eternity. I still have a privilege to give my God the praise. You need to praise Him. He ain't here lottery. Tell your God. Tell your neighbor, God ain't lottery. Can you say amen? He ain't here just hanging out, but He's here to do business. Can you say amen? He's here, hallelujah, to heal. He's here to deliver. He's here to make ways out of no ways. Hallelujah. If He wasn't here, you could hold your head down. If He wasn't here, you could be sorry. If He wasn't here, you could throw your hands up in deceit. But because He's here, I say because He's here, don't tell me I can't praise Him. Don't tell me
yourself from and you've been singing to yourself, I don't know how I got over. I don't know how I came through. I should have died. Say truly, if it had not been for the Lord, truly, if it had not been for the Lord that was on my side, truly, I never would have made it. Truly, hallelujah, I would have been defeated of the enemy. You got to know, amen, pray God that God wasn't just for you when you got saved. Amen, he was before you. In the wrong context. Can you say thank you, Jesus? But when God saved you, you knew how to lift that name up. Can you say amen? Don't use it in the wrong context any longer. Why? Because the name of the Lord is excellent all by itself. How many know the name alone is excellent? Amen. Praise our God. We ought to praise him. Amen. For he is, for what he has already, yes, done in our life. Amen. Praise him because you're able to stand on your feet. Praise him because you got the right mind. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. And I'm not going to be much longer, but the world is worried about, amen, what's coming. Can you say amen? They are nervous. They are concerned. Amen. Why? Amen. Praise God. Too many people in the world and not enough resources to feed the people in the world. Can you say amen? They are concerned. Why? Amen. It ain't enough water. Amen. Amen. Pure drinking water. Can you say amen? Amen. We don't run out of food. We don't run out of water. Can you say amen? Lord, the world, amen, is worried about, amen, the consumption of the natural resources that are in the earth because they are limited. They are not unlimited. And amen, we are saying, and they are saying, we're going to run out of this. We're going to run out of that. Amen. They got it in their mind. We got to move out of the earth. We got to make, yeah, more. Can you say amen? We got to go somewhere. Because, amen, it ain't going to be enough down here, amen, to meet all of our need. We're short over here, and we're short over there, and we're short here, and we're short there, and we don't have, amen, enough, and we just don't know how we gonna survive. Amen. The world, amen, is worried about the future. But if you repent of your sin, if you have been baptized in the name of Jesus, if you got filled with the Holy Ghost and spoken other tongues, and the Spirit of the Lord gave you utterance, we are not worried. We ain't worried about what's coming. Oh, you better pray in him. Amen. The world is crying, but we are rejoicing. We sing out the word of John the Revelator. And he said, even so, come. stop the return of the Lord. Amen. If you don't make it out of here in the church, you're going to be in tribulation. Can you say amen? I'm not going to tell you there is no hope in tribulation, but I tell you this, I'd rather get out. Can you say amen? I'd rather not be here. I'd rather, amen, go back with the Lord. And no matter what is going on in the world, I heard Paul as he writes to the church in Thessalonica. Can you say amen? And he tells them, amen, the Lord himself shall come. Aren't you glad that the God that was near is still near? Guess what? He promised, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I'll always be there for you. I'll always be there. I don't care how low your valley. I don't care. I'll always be there. Call on me.
In a day of trouble.
Don't call me. Can you say thank you, Jesus? And if I do call you, it's funny. Y'all want me to pick up all the time. As soon as y'all call, well, Pastor, I call y'all. Amen. Pray God to record or something. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Y'all want me to be there soon as, where you at? I come here and pick up the phone. Can you say, what are you doing? Can you say, he know I'm calling. I need him. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Want me to be there? Can you say amen? I try. Can you say thank you? Don't make it all the time. Can you say amen? But I call y'all. Amen. 1 hour. 2 hours. Amen. Pray God. Amen. God always answers. Tell your neighbor, he always answers. He always answers. And he told you to call him in the day of trouble. Anybody know how to call him? Amen. Anybody know you ain't got to have no special? Amen. Call up cold. Can you say amen? You ain't got to do no 1-800. Can you say the A&T? All you got to do is open your heart and say, Jesus! Can you say amen? Amen. Why don't you call him? Why don't you call him? Call him. Say, Jesus! Jesus! Listen, amen, praise God. As we look at this other aspect of the nearness of God, God is soon, amen, to come. Amen, he's coming to rapture the church. Can you say thank you, Jesus? This thing is not going to be prolonged.
No!
Can you say thank you, Jesus? The second coming of God will be a prolonged event, but the rapture of the church will not be prolonged. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Wow. Amen. Paul said, behold, I show you a mystery. Amen. Praise God. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Can you say amen? It won't be but a moment. You ain't gonna have time to go back again. You gotta have it right. You ain't gonna have time to get it together. You gotta have it. It's gonna be in a moment. Twinkling of an eye. This mortal, amen, you'll put on immortality. And this corruptible will put on incorruption. Hey, are y'all hearing me? Amen. The answer to the victory over death is to find life. Can you say amen? Amen. And if you find life, you have gotten victory over death. And the only one that have life is the one that have the Son. He that hath the Son hath life. And if you don't have the Son, you don't have no life. Tell your neighbor, I need God on the inside. I need the Spirit of the Lord abiding on the inside. The Bible declares, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. Y'all better pray to him. I gotta be ready. I gotta be ready.
He's coming soon.
Yes, Lord.
You can't put this off.
Can't do it.
Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. I don't care who got Lucas and who ain't. Amen. Praise God. I don't care who got money and who ain't.
Watch out.
I don't care what nation is ascending and what nation isn't. When God's time arrives, amen. Praise God. Paul declared to Thessalonica that the Lord himself shall come. Amen. Praise God. With a shout, the trump of God and the voice of an archangel. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Praise God. And then praise God, you and I, amen, praise God, that make it to the rapture in our bodies. Amen. We get changed. But if you lay down in the grave before the rapture occur, don't worry about it. Can you say amen? Because God, amen, will raise up all of those that belong to him. You need to praise him. In summation, God has purpose to always be near to us. Always be near to those that call upon him in truth.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen. How many know that the true worshipers?
Telling you.
That's how they worship.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Say thank you, Jesus. Amen. What you say, Elder, is not enough to have zeal about truth. You say, thank you, Jesus. Amen. It ain't enough to have gifts without love. Y'all ain't here today. You say, thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. You can't have love without the Spirit of God. Amen. That's the real love. You say, amen. Amen. Praise God. He's coming. He's getting closer.
Yes.
All the time. If we make it till tomorrow morning, he'll be that much closer.
Yes. Yes.
Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Yes.
Amen.
Oh,
praise God.
God.
So there needs to be preparation.
Yes.
If you're not prepared, you ain't going. It's just that simple. Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. You know the story. They came knocking at the wedding feast. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. But God didn't recognize it. We got oil now. We got our lamps trimmed and burning now. But the door was shut. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Why? Because those that were ready, they had gone in on the ready. Gotta be ready. The call is going forth from God. Amen. Praise God. I'm near you. Come near to me. Come near in repentance. Come near to me. Come near and be baptized in my name.
Amen.
His name is Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. The Bible declares you need a name when you go down in water. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Praise God. A name. Amen. He told, amen, praise God, amen, us through John, that, amen, praise God, that some were condemned already. Why? Because they had not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. You need a name. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. The name, praise God, that is given for salvation is Jesus. And Gabriel told Mary, thou shalt call his name Jesus. Why? For he will save his people from their sin. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Yeah, praise God. Amen, praise God. Amen. Moses didn't know him like, amen, Abraham knew him. Abraham knew him as God Almighty. Moses Moses began to know him as Jehovah. Can you say amen? And all of those compound Jehovahs only demonstrated, amen, that God is my banner. God is my peace. God is my shepherd. God is my healer. Can you say amen? It only exemplified, amen, all of the things that God was. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. I am identified that he is a God that is present. You'll never be outside of the purview of God. Can you say amen? Amen. God is never going to be far from you. So if you in your deepest sin and you decide you're ready to give your life to God, you can turn around right where you are. And ask God, amen, to baptize me. Amen. Praise God in the name of Jesus. Amen. There's a name that is exalted and above every other name. And that name is Jesus. And at that name of Jesus, every knee will bow. You gonna recognize him now or later, but you gonna recognize him. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, you gonna recognize him now or later, but you gonna recognize him. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. Amen. Who is this Jesus? Amen. He is God manifested in flesh. Can you say amen? Amen. John said, amen, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Y'all better pray to him. Can you say amen? And John said, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory. Amen. How many know everybody can't have the glory? Only God can have the glory. Oh, y'all better pray to him. Can you say amen? Cause he made everything. Cause by him were all things made. And without him there was not anything made that was made. He is the father of every living thing on the earth. Can you say amen? By very birth you can call him father, cause he is your creator. Can you say amen? But just because he's your creator, it don't automatically mean you have a relationship, amen, with him. Y'all better pray to him. Amen. He is, amen, titled as the only begotten. Can you say amen? Son of the Father. What do you say? He is the birth son. Can you say amen? Who is this birth son? Amen. I heard the Word of God say, amen, behold, it is written of me in the volume of a book. Amen. I am come to do thy will. Oh Lord, you created for me a body. Can you say amen? God had the nerve, and God had the grace, and God had the mercy, amen, to step in to the family of man. Can you say amen? He put on flesh. Can you say amen? Hello, somebody. Amen. He put on flesh. Why? Because he needed to redeem us, and he needed blood. And so with his own blood, he went up to the hill of Golgotha, shed that blood on Calvary, so that you and I might have life, a hope of life, more abundant. He, praise God, ministered, amen, for about three and a half years down on the earth. Who is he? He's God manifested in flesh. Amen. He's a true bread that came down from heaven, that if a man eat of this bread, he would live forever. Can you say amen? He had the title of son. The Jews didn't like it because they recognized that him calling himself the Son of God made him equal with God. Can you say amen? They didn't like it. Can you say amen? They didn't like it. But guess what? Couldn't do nothing about it. flesh.
Wonderful Savior.
He completed his ministry. He said, I gotta leave.
Hallelujah.
But if I go,
hallelujah,
I'm gonna send you another.
Hallelujah. Yes, yes. Thank you.
Jesus.
Thank you.
He'll be with you.
Thank you, Lord.
Can you say thank you, Jesus? Thank you. If I don't go, the Comforter can't come. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Praise God. So he had a title, a father, because he was creator. He had a title of son. Can you say amen? Because he's our only redeemer. Amen. Praise God. His title is Holy Ghost. If you like Holy Spirit, can you say amen? He had that title. Can you say thank you, Jesus? But when he called us to baptism, he didn't ask for no title. He asked for a name. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, God ain't asked for no title. He asked for a name. Why he asked for a name? Because there's none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Tell your neighbor, ain't no option. Ain't no option. There's no option. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Praise God. Amen. One, God redeemed you. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. If Israel didn't know nothing else, they knew it was the one God. Can you say amen? Amen. The devils, they know. Can you say amen? The devils know it ain't but one God. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Lord have mercy. Can you say amen? Amen. There is no confusion. Can you say amen? In the, amen, the demonic world, everybody know who God is. Can you say amen? Amen. Pray God. That unclean spirit, say, I know thee, who thou art. Are you come to torment us before the time? The devil knows. The devil knows. The devil knows. He ain't looking for another one over there and another one over there. Amen. Pray God. He looked and said, I know thee, who thou art. Can you say amen?
Yes, he did.
So then, praise God, we got to be ready.
Yes, Lord.
The gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ is asking for us to repent.
Yes.
It's asking us to be baptized.
Amen.
Covered up in water.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
For the remission of sin.
Amen.
And amen. Praise God. And if you had the Holy Ghost prior to that, you better go get baptized.
Yes.
And you say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
If you didn't have the Holy Ghost before you got baptized in Jesus' name, you got a promise. Can you say, thank you, Jesus? How many know God keeps his promise?
He keeps his promise.
Just keep showing up. Just keep calling on him. I'm in trouble, Lord. I'm in trouble. Say thank you, Jesus. Call me, he said, in the day of
trouble.
And I will deliver. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Can your neighbor know if? No and, no but. God didn't stop. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Call on me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you. And as I leave you, praise God, the latter part said, and you will glorify me.
Yes, I will,
ain't nobody saved that ain't I got an obligation to give God the glory. And God's saying, you need to glorify. You need to give him the glory. You need to wake up praising him. Can you say amen? You need to roll up out of that bed. Hallelujah! Thank you, Jesus. Not just for that day that the Lord has made, but for your tomorrow that's coming. Amen. Where God will receive you into your Canaan land. Can you say amen? In my Canaan land, the place of no more tears and no more sorrow and no more pain, because all of those former things will be passed away. God is near.
Hallelujah.
So we can't tell him in that day, Lord, I couldn't find you. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Lord, amen. Praise God. Where were you? Lord, I lived my whole life, and you're going to condemn me now because I didn't know you? Well, I never had the opportunity to see that. And say, thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise God. God ain't going to let nobody get out of this life. Can you say thank you, Jesus, with an excuse to go? You ain't going to have no excuse to get it going. You can go through your little old file and all of that. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. You're not going to have no excuse. Amen. Praise God. For God to say, okay. Amen. Praise God. See your point. Come on in. No, you don't have to be saved according to the word of God. And you're going to need yourself a biblical salvation because God is going to be the one that is going to examine you. So don't try to please men. Don't try to please your family. Don't try to please your wife, your husband, your boyfriend, your girlfriend. Don't worry about that. You got one to please, and that's God. Can you say amen? And amen. Praise God. And you only will please him when you submit to what his will, amen, is for your life. He's near. Amen. Praise God. Amen. What prophet said, behold, the judge standing at the door. Can you say amen? And so then the Lord is near. And amen. Praise God. It's not hard for you to see. Amen. The deterioration that's in the world. The deterioration that's in the minds of people. Amen. Praise God. How, amen. Praise God. To use our vernacular, this world is off the chain.
It is.
Yes, it is.
They are off the chain. They do anything.
Yes, they will.
Amen, praise God. They will kill you for a car so they can send it to Africa, to Nigeria. They
sure
will kill you for a car. Yeah. Amen, pray. Don't be driving the wrong car.
I'm telling you.
Can you say, and they want it?
Sure
amen,
pray.
Don't try to tell them you can't have it. This is my car. They don't care about your life. They'll take your life, then they'll take your car.
Right.
Amen, pray. This world is off the chain. Amen, praise God. But don't worry. God is going to set it all back right. He's going to set it. Tell your neighbor, God is going to set it all back right.
Wonderful Savior.
And those that are redeemed are going to live in a world. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Praise God. It is far superior. Amen. To where we are now. And as beautiful as this world is, God got better for us. But you gotta be ready. And you can only be ready if we have received and obeyed the gospel of Jesus Christ. The word is near you. The word is here for you. God is calling you. And God is saying, in the day that you hear my voice, this could be your day. This could be your day.
I'm telling you.
In the day that you hear my voice.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God. Now, you don't know how many days you got. So if he's speaking to you today,
in the name of Jesus.
If he's speaking to you now,
amen,
praise God. If he's calling to you today, amen, praise God. God said, don't harden.
Don't do it.
Amen, praise God. Because God did not draw near to us. Amen, praise God. Just a lotter around us.
No.
But he drew near to us. To give us the blessing that we need. And above everything else, you need the blessing of salvation. If he heal you, you still got to die.
I'm telling you.
If he bless your finances, you still got to die. If he give you brand new homes and a whole lot of cars and a whole lot of clothes, you still got to die. Can you say thank you, Jesus? So, amen, what of the profit of man? If he gain the whole world. So there's no profit without God. Because that's where profit begins.
Yeah, that's where it begins.
It begins with God. So if he's calling you, don't rush
away.
If he's calling you, don't tell him, Lord, I'll check you later. I got something else to do right now. But I'll check you later. Amen. Praise God. Lord, I fully intend to be saved. I don't mean to be lost. I'm going to be saved. But not today.
That's what we say.
Tomorrow.
But God's saying, the day that you hear. I don't know about your tomorrow. Guess what? You don't know about your tomorrow. Yes, thank you, Jesus. All you know about is right now. This moment. Amen. Praise God. And if you're not prepared, God wants you to get prepared.
Hallelujah.
Why? Because he's close.
Yes, Lord.
He's near.
Yes.
Reach out for him.
My child.
Reach out for him.
In the name.
He ain't far away. Reach out for
him.
Open your heart.
Hallelujah.
And amen. You can find him. And amen. Praise God. And you'll be so glad that when you find him, you have found the treasure that is beyond all treasures in the world. The greatest gift that could be given is given by God himself. And that gift is of himself. He gives it to us, to whoever will receive it.
Amen.
Praise God. He gives us that gift. He's able to do it because he is a God that is near. God bless you.
Amen.